independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423 or 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now, a judge in Tennessee is giving inmates a unique way to reduce their sentences. You know, bad begets bad. If you're a rotten human being, odds are pretty good you're going to have rotten children. Because you're not going to breed with a decent individual, unless you fool them in some way. So if you're a rotten individual, odds are pretty good you're going to breed with another rotten individual, and you're going to create another rotten individual. These aren't my rules, they're God's rules. So what this judge is doing is saying, look, if you want to get your sentence reduced, there's a way. Have a vasectomy. For those of you who don't know, a vasectomy is where they solder parts of the man so that no can get through and get to the, you know, and create a, you know. Was that too technical? I took that right out of a medical book. I don't know if that's right or not. Anyway, the program was issued in May after Judge Sam Benningfield signed a standing order which permitted inmates to have their sentences shortened by 30 days in exchange for the sterilizing procedure. Female inmates can also get the birth control implant Nexplanon. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. I'm a functioning illiterate. Which prevents pregnancy for 4 years for the same sentence reduction. How come we got to give it up forever, but women only got to go for 4 years? Get in there. Solder up them tubes. Tie them tubes up. Do whatever you got to do to keep the bad seeds from coming out. Now, the program is voluntary. However, some people have a problem with this. Some people have a problem with sterilizing the scum of the earth. And yes, this is the line. There are many. There are many lines to doing this, but this is the line. In case you were wondering, if you are an inmate, if you have to go to jail, if we decide that as a society that you are better off, or we are better off, with you locked in a cage like an animal, that's how you decide who the scum is. Sometimes. Exceptions to every rule. But that's how you make the general decision on who the scum is. And those are the people you vasectomize. And those are the women that you you give the Nexplanon implant. I don't know what that is. Girl parts are confusing on so many different levels. But anyway, some people have an issue with this. It's wrong. It's wrong. You shouldn't do that. If you have done something that causes you, like I said, to be locked in a cage, then sterilizing you, I'm willing to create a tiered system. You know, for instance, if you get locked up for a few days for not paying parking tickets or something like that, I'm willing to let you keep your let you go vasectomy free. I'm willing to work out. But if you get into something, let's say, rises to the level of a felon, if you've committed a felony and you want to knock a little extra time off of your sentence, and we say sterilization, and we give you the option, this is your option, remember that. I know we live in a time in this country where nobody likes to take responsibility for anything they do ever, and it's not my fault, no matter what you say. I know we live in a time like that right now. But if we give you the option, and you're all grows up, and you're a big boy and girl, and the judge says, we're going to sentence you to whatever, 4 years in jail, we'll knock 30 days off of that if you let us vasectomize you or, implant or whatever the case may be. I don't know the correct terminology there. But if we let you do that, then you can knock 30 days out. And it's completely up to you. Why is that a problem? What is wrong with this? We kill two birds with one stone. We make the spineless hippie-fied types happy because they don't have to spend as long in jail, away from their freedom and Mother Earth. Well, they don't have to spend as much time locked up. They get a little break on their sentence. And we make the rest of society happy because the scum doesn't reproduce. If you had a crop, let's look at the human being. The human race is a crop, shall we? I'm not a farmer. I don't know anything about farming. Driven by farms, does that count? Either way, let's say the human race is a crop, and we determine that there are some of the crops that are bad, and they are consistently bad. And the seeds from this crop is bad. Don't you think we should stop that crop from reproducing? Maybe focus our efforts someplace else on the people who, I don't know, aren't breaking the laws? I don't break the laws. And again, I'm talking about felonies because somebody inevitably will call up and say, well, I guess you never drive over the speed limit. And I actually do that quite often on a fairly regular basis. I did on the way here. So let's raise it to the level of felony. If you've made that decision, I don't commit felonies ever. To my knowledge, I've never committed a felony. They're written down. I know what not to do. I know what not to do because they're all written down for me on a convenient website somewhere so I can look at that and say, let's see. I wanted to murder someone today. Let me type that in real quick. Murder against law. Yeah, there it is. There it is. Murder's a felony. All right. I won't kill anybody today. I know to do this. Now, sadly, I just sort of instinctively know that murder is bad. Some people don't. That's on them. I don't really care. That proves my point, isn't it? Doesn't it? Their parents didn't teach them right. But why is it wrong? And if you have a problem with sterilizing prisoners so that they cannot reproduce, and in exchange, they're doing this in Tennessee, in exchange, they get a little time knocked off their prison sentence. That way, when they get out of prison, they'll still be horrible individuals. That's fine. You know, can't save everybody. They'll still be horrible, rotten, evil, nasty, bad individuals, but then they won't have children that they will raise to be horrible, awful, nasty, evil, bad individuals, and we won't be creating the next generation of criminals, or at least criminals that got caught. An argument could be made that we're allowing only for smart criminals to reproduce and create the next generation of smart criminals. So it's equal, which seems on some level to be fair. I want to know if you think this is wrong. I want to know if you think this is wrong to offer prisoners sterilization and they'll get a little extra time knocked off their jail sentence. 844-344-2423 is the number. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Now, the program, again, is voluntary. However, the American Civil Liberties Union of Tennessee has condemned the program, calling it unconstitutional. I defy them. I defy them to find prisoners and sterilization and the word vasectomy in the Constitution. I could be wrong. I have read the Constitution. I have a tiny little travel-sized copy of it myself. I don't recall ever seeing the word vasectomy in the Constitution. So I defy the ACLU to say giving somebody a logical choice, giving somebody a legitimate choice, is somehow unconstitutional, because I don't see the unconstitutionality of this. I see the creep factor. I can see that. And maybe I'm being a little, too cavalier about this because I know that this will never happen to me. I'll never have to make this choice because I'm not going to commit a felony. They're also throwing out the racism idea because, you know, statistically more African Americans are prisoners. But you know what? Hey, don't break the law. I don't care what color they are. Don't break the law. This won't be a problem. That's the simple thing. If this was forced on them, that's one thing. If it was absolutely positively forced on them, and by the way, as an aside, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Another topic for another day. But since they get the choice, How is it possibly unconstitutional if they get to decide they're willing to trade their fertility for a little extra time out of the cage? A little knockoff early from the cage. I fail to see the problem with that. Now, Hedy Weinberg, ACLU Tennessee executive director, said in a statement, offering a so-called choice. It's not a so-called choice. It's a choice. You may not like the choice, but it's still a choice. The movie's not called Sophie's So-Called Choice. It's Sophie's Choice. Didn't like the choice. Still a choice. Anyway, offering a so-called choice between jail time and coerced contraception or sterilization is unconstitutional. Find it. Again, find the word vasectomy in the Constitution. I defy you. Such a choice violates the fundamental constitutional rights to reproductive autonomy and bodily integrity by interfering with the inmate with the intimate decision of whether and when to have a child, imposing an intrusive medical procedure on individuals who are not in a position to reject it. Absolutely not true. Absolutely not true. They can absolutely say no. It just means that they have to stay longer in jail. That's fine. That's on them. Hey, we're more than happy. Keep you in a cage. You're a rotten person. We're more than happy to keep you in a cage a little bit longer if that's what needs to be done. But to say there's no choice, there's a choice. Again, you may not like the choice, but there's absolutely a choice. I want to get your take on this. I want to know if you have a problem with this, if you think this is wrong. A judge in Tennessee is giving inmates the opportunity to reduce their sentences by having a vasectomy. Women can get contraception implanted, long-term contraception implanted. Either way, they're rotten people. They're going to have rotten children. Why don't we stop the cycle? Why don't we make America great again? See what I did there? Why don't we make the planet, the country, a better place by not having more scumbags introduced into society? I don't have a problem with this. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name is Casey Bartholomew, filling in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
Irreverent? Yeah. So what? It's the Chad Benson Show.
Hey, thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. I'm Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. Right now we're talking about a judge in Tennessee who has a fantastic idea. 1,050%, 1,050% great idea. He is giving inmates, scum, the opportunity to cut down their prison sentences by sterilization. Vasectomy for men. Birth control implant for women. All you'd have to do is agree to it. They're big boys and girls. They can make that decision. ACLU doesn't like it, but I want to know if you have a problem with this. Gives them the opportunity to knock off some of their sentence and helps society. Because, you know, rotten people who commit felonies and go to jail are only going to raise rotten children. So why give them the opportunity to reproduce? Let's go to Neil in Florida. Hey, Neil, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Good, Casey. How you doing?
Doing all right, man.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. I'm not sure if I'm sold on your premise that bad people spawn bad people. Because if you look at the certain stories in the Bible, you've got righteous kings of Israel having wicked sons and wicked kings of Israel having righteous sons.
All right, all right. I appreciate Bible references and everything, and that's super terrific. Look at the inner cities, okay? Look at the drug dealers in the Appalachians. These people who do bad things raise children who do bad things. Let's live in the now for a moment. I understand the image you're trying to give here, and that's terrific. You got 10 years of Catholic education on my back, but look at the reality of today, okay? The reality of today is that,
well,
you know,
I'm a home health therapist. I'm in a bad area of Jacksonville. Uh-huh. And I see what
are there good areas of Jacksonville?
Times, and there's really good areas of Jacksonville,
okay.
But
take your word
in
for
some
it.
Of the not so good areas, you've got broken families, and the broken families with the step parents that are abusing the kids, and this
right,
and
right.
that. That's
yeah.
what spawns a lot of the bad behavior.
That's not all of them. That's not all of them. And let's be realistic. But... And this is the opportunity. Okay, if we were forcing it on them, I could sort of wrap my mind around that one. For rotten people, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But we're talking about rotten people, and they're going to go out and raise rotten kids. Why give them the opportunity to kill all of us?
I don't know if I'm sold on the premise.
I'm very intelligent. You should be. All right, Neil, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. You know, I realize that statistically it's not going to be 100%. That's why the choice is there. If somebody says, no, I want to have children. But I guarantee you, if you got a rotten kid out there, if you got a rotten human being, a rotten adult out there, they don't want to be saddled with a kid. They're going to get out there and, get more banging or more bank robbing or whatever they're doing in any different part of the country across ethnic and racial boundaries. Give them the opportunity to maximize their potential as a felon without being dragged down by a kid, and they'll spend more and more time in jail. It'll be super terrific. Let's go to Matt in Florida. Hey, Matt, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey. How are you?
Hey, Casey. I actually live in San Marco in Jacksonville, and it's a really nice area, so there are nice areas in Jacksonville,
okay,
by the way. This is a very interesting point, and I see both sides of it. There's a lot of complexity that I don't think is being thought about. Vasectomies are reversible.
Yeah.
For one thing.
Yeah, but you have to want to take, you have to want to make the effort to go get it done. And I'm here to tell you that it's more likely that a woman's implanted birth control is going to expire than it is that a man's going to be willing to go under the knife there twice.
Well, yeah, he's got to really want it.
My wife and my mother-in-law have both tried to get me to go do it once, and I'm not going anywhere near that.
Well, I don't think it's fair. First of all, you're right. You can't say it's not constitutional. You know, it seems like in the last year, saying things aren't constitutional has been these people haven't read the Constitution.
And that's the bottom line here, Matt. And if somebody gets the choice, that should be it. Got to run. Thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. Appreciate it. If you're on hold, stick around. We'll get more of your phone calls coming up. 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name is Casey Bartholomew, filling in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Thanks for tuning into the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. We're talking about a judge in Tennessee who had a very forward-thinking, some might call it a progressive idea. You know, you don't want people locked in cages. Okay, I do. But, a lot of people don't want people locked in cages, but they break laws. So wouldn't it be better if we found a way to lock them up in prison for less time? Well, this judge came up with this idea. If you commit a crime that's going to cause you to be locked in jail for a significant period of time, we're going to give you the option to get a little time knocked off your sentence. Now, as we know, bad parents usually beget bad children. Why not stop the vicious cycle? If you get a vasectomy for a man, or if you have some implanted birth control as a woman, we'll knock a little time off your jail sentence. Good idea, right? That way, rotten people won't be able to have rotten kids, generally. And people don't have to spend as much time in jail. There are banks to be robbed. There are gangs to be banged. Is that a thing? I don't spend much time in the gang culture. But still. There's crimes to be committed. They can't be sitting around in cages. They'll lose their they'll lose their status in their crime family, if you will. Need to get out on the street. So the best way to do that is to get yourself sterilized, and we'll let you go a little bit early. And also, another side benefit of that is that there won't be rotten children then running the streets, because we know that's what happens. You can deny it all we want. We can sit here and be all, oh, no, every child is innocent. Every child is good. Eh. All right. Maybe at birth. But the moment a rotten person takes it home, the cycle begins, does it not? Let's go to Mark in Vegas. Hey, Mark, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Hey, Casey, how are you?
Pretty good.
I think this is a great idea.
Yes. How could it be bad? What? I defy anybody to point out the wrong thing with this idea.
Well, I thought maybe, what would the judge do for someone who's already sterile? Would they do something else for them?
They don't get the option. They don't get the option. If you're already sterile, you don't get the option. If you stood in front of the microwave too long, waiting for your tater tots or what happened to get done cooking, then you're done. Which is what happened to me. I love tater tots, and I now I'm sterile.
Maybe the judge will give them 30 days off if they give up one of their existing children.
Nah, it's too late for them.
No, it's too late. For
nah, it's too late. Race. Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm not one of those people who believes in this myth that 12, 13-year-olds and the like that they can be saved. It's I play odds. All right. Well, you should know. You're in Vegas. Yeah, well, I play odds. I'm willing to bet on this kid already being rotten.
Maybe if it was a toddler.
Infant. Infant to 6 months. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right, there we go. See, compromise can be had. That's all I'm saying. All right, Mark, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. Let's go to Don in Florida. Don, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Hey, Casey, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Thanks.
I particularly don't know the statistics on children and crime versus parents in jail. I do know personally some pretty bad parents
that
have some pretty terrific kids. Okay. Now, that being said, I think it's a great idea to reduce the population. I mean, our population is just going out of control.
Well, we can't just randomly start killing people. I know. I looked into it. What you have to do, though, is you have to stop the flow, okay? And by the way, Don, if we're really gonna play the hypersensitive hippie card, wouldn't it be better to have less people using up the natural resources of Mother Earth?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. See, because of puppies and trees and icebergs, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Don, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. See, that's an aspect you never thought of, right? If we don't do something about the population, Mother Earth will literally explode. There'll be too many people on it. The Earth's core will overheat, and then all of a sudden, nowhere, it'll be like a whole Alderaan thing right out there in the middle of nowhere. Thousands, millions of voices screaming out in terror and then suddenly silenced, says Obi-Wan. But still, there's a positivity to this, too, because less burden on the planet. Come on, ACLU. Why do you hate the Earth? What did the Earth ever do to you? Here we have an honest, God-fearing judge in Tennessee trying to do something to save the planet. And the ACLU wants nothing more than for the planet to die. I'm disgusted by them personally. Let's go to Tim in Indiana. Hey, Tim, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
Doing fine, Casey. Hey, listen, the ethics of this whole thing has got me to thinking that we already, every time we renew our license, have the opportunity to help society out by volunteering to be an organ donor. Why not voluntary sterilization to help society as well? I think you make all the good points of it. So
sure.
I see nothing wrong with it. And in fact, if the ACLU wanted to get their panties in a wad over the whole thing, they'd have to go about canceling the organ donation program, which just wouldn't fly.
I guess we start to see how evil and nefarious the ACLU really is, don't we? They hate the planet.
Absolutely.
They hate organ donation. I bet if we look deep enough into the archives of the ACLU, we would find multiple examples of puppy kicking. I bet if we look
Absolutely.
Deep enough,
it'd
we
be a,
probably
it'd
would.
Be a very, Very dark place if you look deep enough.
Oh, it's horrible is what it is. I have nightmares about it. All right, Tim, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate that. All you got to do is look at the reality of the situation. Now, we can be flippant here, and that's okay. But the reality is nobody yet has been able to tell me where the word vasectomy appears in the Constitution, which the ACLU claims that this is unconstitutional. And nobody's been able to tell me that this is a horrible idea. Nobody's been able to come flat out and say this is a bad idea. It is wrong to tell the worst of the worst in society that they cannot reproduce. Nobody has been able to give me a reason why we shouldn't or why we should allow the literal spawn of Satan to continue to populate the earth. You continue to allow rotten people to have rotten children, and bad things will happen. Just trying to save the planet. That's all I'm trying to do. Let's go to Mark in California. I'm sorry, Malik. Malik in California. Malik, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
This is Mike in California.
Mike? Okay, let's go with Mike. I'm good.
Yeah. Hey, I think it's a great idea what this judge. I think it's a great idea what this judge is doing.
Yeah.
But I would actually like to see this idea expanded into making people that are receiving public assistance have to take some sort of birth control. Because basically, if you can't afford to put food on your table or a roof over your head, you shouldn't be having kids. You can't afford to have more kids.
I'd be in favor of that, but let's be honest. For the most part, if you're on welfare, if you're taking public assistance and if you're having more kids in order to increase that public assistance, odds are better than average you're going to end up in a cage anyway.
Exactly.
So we'll eventually get there. All right, Mike, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. I appreciate it. Odds are pretty good that we're going to get you in this situation anyway. And again, how can it be bad if we're giving somebody the choice? Is this not a choice issue? If we're telling somebody, look, you can spend whatever, 6 years in jail, or you can spend less than 6 years in jail. You can spend an extended period of time locked in a cage, or you can not. I mean, one of the basic things, I guess, if you're looking for, a bargaining chip. I mean, we can't even get into the whole, I was being flippant about it a minute ago, but we can't really get into the whole choice issue here because there's no baby involved. There's just the concept. And we take the concept away. We take the concept away, and then you don't have to spend as long in jail. Hey, you'll be back. Cycle is vicious. But if you're in jail, if you've committed a felony and you go to jail, you're going to be back. Odds are pretty good. That being the case, doesn't that even increase the argument in favor of doing this? Because now you're going to have a kid out on the street whose mom and or dad is locked in a cage again. Again, this isn't about judgment necessarily. This is about stopping the cycle. If we can stop the cycle so that less people are locked up in cages, if we can stop the cycle so that rotten people can stop raising rotten children, which is what is happening. Now, I know that good people, from a general rule, that's the case, because I know that good people raise rotten kids. Many of you are probably thinking about my parents right now. And I know that rotten people can occasionally have a good kid. I realize that happens. But if you're going to play the general rule here and give somebody that choice, if you're going to give that somebody that option, then who are you to tell them that they can't make it? Who are you, ACLU, to stand on the outside and say, you know what? I don't want you to have the option to spend less time in prison. I want you to spend the fullest amount possible locked in a cage in a violent situation. That's what I want you to do. And I'm not even going to give you that option because I know better. Who is the ACLU to make that choice? Because there is nothing nothing saying that these inmates, these, well, convicted criminals, whatever the case may be, there's nothing saying that they have to look at this. In fact, they may look at it and say, after what does the judge give them an opportunity to knock 30 days off their sentence? That's a month. They might look at that and say, after 5 years in jail, I think I can do another 30 days. After however many time in jail, I think I can last another 30 days. Thanks anyway. I appreciate the thought. They might do that. And if that's the case, they can go forward and create more rotten children. But if somebody wants the option, they might look at that and say, my God, I can't get out of here soon enough, and I want out now. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in for Chad Benson on The Chad Benson Show.
America's funniest cisgendered privileged white male with a bully pulpit the size of a divided nation. Here's Chad Benson.
Thanks for tuning in to the Chad Benson Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in today. Give me a call, 844-344-2423. That's 844-DIG-CHAD. We are taking your phone calls about this judge in Tennessee who's giving inmates a unique way to reduce their sentences. Sterilization. Vasectomy for a man. Implanted birth control for a woman. You do that, you'll get a little time knocked off your jail sentence. What is wrong with this? It keeps the worst of the worst from reproducing. And shouldn't that be what we want? In any other form of biology, that's what we would be going for. Stop the horrible people from reproducing, and maybe you'll get less horrible people. Why is this a problem? It's, of course, the ACLU and others do have a problem with it. 844-344-2423 or 844-DIG-CHAD. RW is in New Mexico. Hey, RW, you're on the Chad Benson Show with Casey Bartholomew. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I would like to propose another side to this. I'm an educator, and I have seen many times where students have had parents had been in prison, who had a very difficult life.
Difficult time.
Some of those parents have turned out to be phenomenal parents.
Phenomenal parents.
And
not all of them. Well, see, they have to pay for the sins of those who are bad. And by the way, RW, what protects your interpretation of this, or the twist that you're trying to put on this, is that they don't have to do it. It's not forced sterilization. They don't have to do it.
Well, I agree with that point that they don't have to do it.
It's just a fact.
To create a problem where you're opening the door of sterilization, you're going to open that door for other parts of society later
like
on.
What?
If you do it for one... Well, look at Germany. Look what happened in Germany years ago.
This isn't Germany.
You start out, you're going to...
We don't live in Germany. We don't have the same kind of rights as Germany, and we wouldn't tolerate a totalitarian government like that. So it's not going to happen here. And the fear-mongering like that is ridiculous, and as an educator, you should know that. I'm disappointed in you.
Well, I'm not trying to fear-monger. I'm just saying
why would you bring up look what happened in Germany all those years ago? Obviously trying to imply some sort of Hitler-Nazi reference when that's not what we're doing here. We're giving somebody who's going to go be locked in a cage the opportunity to not be locked in a cage for an extended period of time. It's their choice.
Just earlier on the show we're talking about injecting things into our skin so that we can purchase things at the store.
Right.
I mean, who would have thought 20 years ago that this would actually be taking place?
Bill Gates.
In the United States of America.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
But again, that's a choice, too. And people have the option to do it or not to do it. And I would say not to do it because I don't want to be chipped. But in the same vein, these people have the opportunity not to do it. And you can sidestep my question about Nazi Germany all you want, but that's still what you're trying to imply. And we don't have that kind of government, and the people of this country wouldn't tolerate that. That's just reality, RW.
A young person, 25 years old in prison, for whatever reason, if he has a vasectomy and then... Let's say 5 years later, he's out of jail, out of prison. He's turning his life around. Now he can't have children.
You can get a vasectomy reversed.
When he had an opportunity to turn his life around.
You can get a vasectomy reversed.
Right, but,
well, there you
the process, it costs money, and it takes
well,
more
I
time.
Guess I guess maybe you shouldn't have committed a crime then. I'm sorry this is inconvenient for you, but I guess maybe you shouldn't have broken the law. How about that? I'm sorry this is such a complicated process, RW, but if somebody doesn't want to deal with that, you know what they can do? They cannot commit a felony. How about that? I don't. And I have probably the worst judgment of any non-felon that you'll ever meet, but I don't break the law. But suddenly I have to feel sympathy for somebody who did. You want to turn your life around? Great. You know what? One of the aspects of turning your life around would be put some of your pennies away so you can get your vasectomy reversed or wait the 4 years for your implanted birth control if you're a woman to, expire. Does it fade? What does it do? I don't. Does it just stay there after that or does it? I don't even want to know. All right, RW, thanks for calling the Chad Benson Show. Appreciate it. Again, women's bodies just very complicated, and we're not going to get into it here. But I love how it's always the of course, he makes the connection to Nazi Germany, which is stupid, and then gets into the sympathy aspect, which also is dumb. All right, we got more coming up. I'm Casey Bartholomew, sitting in for Chad Benson on the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.